Friday would have been the first day of the Wild Chicken Festival in the South Georgia town of Fitzgerald. So let's take a moment to celebrate a bird whose story starts in India, winds through a failed government program, and ends with what will become the world's largest topiary. GPB's Sophia Salaby has more.
Jan Gelders is the person to talk to if you want to know anything about the free-ranging birds in Fitzgerald. She seems to know everything about them, and she's pretty much talked to everyone about them.
Smithsonian, Audubon, National Geographic came to the chicken house.
Just to name a few. She grew up in Fitzgerald, but left town when she was 16. When she came back in the 80s, the chickens had appeared.
I just happened to notice that there were some chickens running loose in town, and like everybody else thinks, maybe they got out of a chicken pen. And so I kept looking at these chickens and asking around, and they weren't like your ordinary chickens.
So where did these birds come from? Well, to make a long story short, in the 1950s, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service sent out an ecologist named Gardner Bump to track down the next big game bird for American hunters. He traveled around the world and ended up finding the Burmese jungle fowl in India. He sent some of them to be raised in Georgia, but none of the birds Bump tried to introduce survived, including the jungle fowl, and the program was shut down. Before that, a few people from Fitzgerald grabbed jungle fowl eggs from the local hatchery and let their chickens raise them. The jungle fowl had found a new home.
They're still here after 50 years, so that says something about how they survive.
The fact that the birds have become synonymous with the town is something Mayor Jim Puckett is banking on with his big new plan.
We are looking at about half of our 62-foot topiary chicken.
Think about it as a huge chia pet.
You can see the tail and then the beginning of the body, so maybe about a third of the body, and the large parts that are down here are parts of the neck.
Fitzgerald's big chicken isn't quite finished yet, but when it's done, it'll stand 2 feet taller than the world's largest topiary. It'll also have an Airbnb inside. Puckett says some may see him as crazy, but the project has already seen the results he's hoping for.
We've gotten phone calls from people all across the world saying, Mayor, I've got my credit card in my hand. I'm ready to stay in that chicken.
Even Governor Brian Kemp was into it when Puckett ran into him recently.
He said, Mayor, how's that big bird coming? So if that's going to be my legacy, it's doing what I needed to do, which is garner interest for the city of Fitzgerald.
Gelder says the topiary is great, but more still needs to be done to keep the birds safe.
I've always wanted passionately that the city would adopt the bird as our own wild bird, because that would signify that it's protected.
You see, the Burmese jungle fowl aren't just a regular bird. Scientists have found they're the common ancestor of the billions of chickens on the planet today. There's less and less of them in India, so to researchers like Lear Brisbane, it's important that the birds in Fitzgerald, descended from pure jungle fowl, stay out of harm's way.
I hope to spruce up with an understanding of the genetic importance of the chicken as the most important source of meat protein for human consumption in the world, and that the genes that started all that are, some of the genes are in the Fitzgerald birds.
For Gelders, her connection to the birds is more personal.
This is not indigenous to Georgia, this bird, and it's only indigenous to us. And it's made itself indigenous to Fitzgerald. So it deserves to be protected.
That's why Gelder says she'd like to see a city law to safeguard the Fitzgerald birds. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Fitzgerald.